Hello on the Daily Fam. Welcome back to the show. In this episode, we are going to talk about this solar eclipse that just happened because it was pretty wild. And I live in Texas where the path of totality took place. So we actually experienced like complete blackout for a few minutes, which was really, really wild. But I want to talk about energetically what these cosmic events are and how to utilize their energy to your best benefit. And so if you are wondering how to navigate through any emotions that are coming up or any energy that you're feeling, this episode is definitely for you. Hey friend, welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Break the Matrix is my new 16-week immersion course, which is some self-paced modules, a lot of calls together throughout the month, two or three calls a month, plus an accountability group, all the things. So it's in a full immersion. It's 16 weeks where basically we go from feeling like, you know, it's really to break through all of your limiting beliefs. It's really to take yourself from maybe a little bit dimmed and a little bit feeling like stuck to shattering all of those matrices, to really stepping into who you're supposed to be so you can make more money, so you can attract more clients, you can attract the love of your life, so you can choose what you want to do and stick to it, so you can build whatever it is that you're building and essentially have a life that every day you wake up and you are just so excited about. That is what this program does. And we are currently in registration is open. The doors are open. The doors close at the end of the month and the program begins May 1st. But if you are really, really looking to release old patterns, which after you listen to this episode, I'm sure you are, this course, this experience is really going to assist you in doing that because I think that like reading a book or listening to podcasts or knowing what you need to do can only take you so far. So if you want to know more, you can click the link in our show notes, or you can go to daniellemccleary.com/breakthematrix, and you can learn all about this course. Payments are, you can pay per month, you can pay in full. There's a lot of opportunities to get inside, and you can join the many, 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 many of us that are already inside, ready to go. And I'm really excited about it. So definitely go check it out if you are on a path to personal power and personal leadership and kind of breaking free of all the things that have held you back. Total solar eclipse in Aries. Let's talk about it because there is some crazy energy happening because it's also, we're also coming off of a new moon, which peaked Sunday night into Monday morning. And then the eclipse obviously happened on Monday. So we're in new moon energy, we're in eclipse energy, and that can feel a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. For me personally, I was in Nashville for most of the weekend listening to live music with my wife. And so we were having the best time ever, but we were exhausted. Like there was definitely one of the nights we were going to go out and like go line dancing or listen to some live music. And we ended up like going to the hotel gym at 9 p.m. and then we were in bed asleep by 10:30. And I definitely felt the exhaustion that came with an eclipse season. However, I wanted to point something out because I see a lot of people online being like, it's an eclipse. You can manifest anything during an eclipse. It's the most intense eclipse season. And while yes, we are, it is very much the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. I don't think we think clearly enough about what a solar eclipse actually is, because you have to remember they only come around every so often. And the next one isn't until 2044. So if you think about it, like that's a really long time from now. And that's 24, 40. Yeah, that's 20 years from now. So if you think about like who you're going to be in 20 years, do you really want yourself now making those decisions for that version of yourself? Like if I think about myself 20 years ago, I was 16 years old. Like the last thing I would want is for 16-year-old Danielle making decisions for 36-year-old Danielle. So because solar eclipses are not, it's not a rhythmic cycle, right? The cycle's a little bit volatile. They're kind of all over the place. They come and they're very sparse. They come and go. They're not here all the time. I don't really like to use solar eclipses to like manifest as much as I like to think about, okay, 16 years ago, 20 years ago, who was I? What kind of things over the last 16 to 20 years, like what are some patterns I've held on to? What are some cycles I've been caught in? And how can I break those patterns? How, what am I going to choose to release or to no longer be available for at, with this eclipse season? So for me, a solar eclipse like this is more of a time to release old patterns or to break old cycles more than it's a time to manifest something new that I'm calling in. Now, you may be like, oh my gosh, Danielle, that's the same thing. Maybe, but it's just a different intention, right? So instead of being like, I'm going to call in more abundance, I'm going to call in my dream job, I'm going to call in the love of my life, a lot of those manifestations may not come to fruition for another 20 years. So if the intention is really around where you've been over the last 18 to 20 years and what you're finally ready to release, I find that that energy feels a lot better in my body. Because if you think about it, the moon is on a lunar cycle, 28 days. Every 2 weeks, we have a full, every 2 weeks, we have either a full moon or a new moon. It's very predictable. It's very rhythmic, right? It's also a moon cycle, so it's very feminine. And so I like to do a lot of like my calling in and really thinking about like, what am I now available for? I like to do that with a full moon. So with my intention with this full moon is, what am I available for? What am I opening myself up for in these next couple of weeks, in this next month? Where if you're calling in on a solar eclipse, you're really like, what am I calling in for the next 18 years? And while yes, you can have some big overarching themes, people like to get really specific with manifestation. And it's like, for me, I just kind of think like, okay, well, if you're doing that, you have to be prepared that a solar eclipse cycle is 18 years, roughly average 18 years. So these things may take a long time to come to fruition. So you just want to be aware of the cycle and aware of the pattern. And so I personally am using it as a time to release feelings of needing to dim my light, feelings of not wanting to be seen. I think for a long time, like I've always had this like knowledge that I was going to be like, I was here to be seen. I was here to be known. I was here to be visible. And I think for a long time, like I haven't been, like I kind of like wait for people to notice me and then I shine. And I don't do this all the time. And I mean, definitely, I feel like most people, if they follow me, like most people are like, you do not do that. You shine so bright. And yes, I think I do shine bright, but I also can feel areas where I have chosen not to shine bright because I don't want to step on any toes or I don't want to make someone mad or I don't want to like cause a scene or whatever. And I'm really releasing that because I'm realizing that how I see things and my voice and how I show up and the way that I shine in this world is really powerful. And it's also what I'm here to do. So I'm really releasing that feeling of needing to dim. And I'm really calling in a lot more joy and a lot more ease over these next few weeks in the next month with the new moon. So yeah, what are you releasing? What pattern are you currently ending that you've had for the last 18 years? Like what are you ready to get rid of? What are you ready to move on from? It might feel better in your body. But I also just wanted to talk about the actual eclipse because a lot of you are not on the path of totality. It kind of came up through Mexico, up through Texas, and I think it ended up like over Indiana, and then it ended up like going up towards Maine. And if you weren't on that path of totality, like you probably still got to witness a partial eclipse, but you didn't experience the full thing. And it was so nuts because it literally came right over our town. And so for about 3 or 4 minutes, it was totally dark, like it was nighttime, which was so wild and so crazy. But the craziest part that I realized was when the, so the sun is a very, it's masculine. That's masculine energy, right? Solar energy, sun energy. It's very masculine. It's very action oriented. It's heat, right? The moon is lunar energy. So it's a lot more feminine in its nature. And it's, you know, it, that's our feminine energy. Our, it's a, it's, it, you know, water. When we think of water and fluidity, like that's a very feminine, it's a very feminine moon. And as it was really wild because as we were watching this eclipse, at the moment of totality where the sun, where the moon is completely in front of the sun and it's totally dark outside, all the birds, all the animals, all the sounds of nature just stopped. And we were around a lot of people and everybody was so quiet. Like you could have heard a pin drop in the forest. Like we were out in the woods too. We weren't inside and you could have heard a pin drop. And my body, it was so wild. My body felt so calm and at peace. And I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful because this is literally the sun, which is masculine, the moon, which is feminine, completely in line with one another, projecting the perfect balance and harmony of masculine and feminine energy onto Earth. And that's why like everybody felt it and everybody was just so calm. And then we all kind of just got like a little bit tired. And when it ended, it was just this like, there was just this collective energy. It was very hard to explain, but it was truly what the perfect balance of masculine and energy felt like. And I kind of had this moment where I was like, we need to be, this is what we need to be working toward all the time. This is the kind of feelings that we really need to be focused on, is balancing our masculine and feminine energies and not trying so hard to be in our feminine or trying so hard to be in our masculine, but instead allowing these energies to kind of yin and yang with one another, depending on where the sun and the moon is in the sky. And in this exact moment where the sun was like perfectly covered by the moon, it was just like this perfect balance of masculine and feminine, which was really, really, really cool. It's like another reason why like my central nervous system just felt so calm because we were completely balanced in those energies. And it kind of made me think about how excited I am and how proud I am that I decided to launch Break the Matrix when I did, because this is something that a lot of people struggle with. It's their balance of masculine and feminine energy. It's a calm central nervous system. And a lot of people don't have the tools to, like a lot of us don't have the tools to really anchor into these two different frequencies. And what Break the Matrix is actually going to do is help you achieve that homeostasis in your body through somatic practices, through, you know, different healing modalities, through human design, through astrology, through uncovering like past traumas, past loops that you're caught in. I asked the question yesterday on my Instagram, like, what are you releasing? And I could just feel how many people were like, I don't know. Like, even when I asked my wife, I'm like, what are you releasing with this eclipse? She's like, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, and almost got a little bit triggered. And it just made me think like, well, yeah, of course people are getting triggered because so many people were so conditioned to be in chaos that like peace feels unfamiliar. And so when we do start to feel like an inkling of peace, like our subconscious just truly will try to create a problem where it doesn't exist, because it doesn't know any other way. And so part of the work that we're doing inside of Break the Matrix is actually like helping you cut that cord from the constant state of chaos that your central nervous system has been in, and truly moving toward this natural peace and natural harmony within the body. And that can only be done by releasing this, addiction you have to the chaos. And, so that's why I'm like, one of the reasons why I'm so excited about Break the Matrix and why it was so cool to be standing outside with all these people, because like people were kind of crazy. Like it was like a big kind of forest block party, if you will. And at that exact moment when the eclipse happened in the totality for those 3 minutes, like everything was quiet and calm and peaceful. And I realized like, I feel that in my body a lot because the work that I do allows me to stay in harmony within my masculine and feminine energy. However, a lot of people don't have that. And that's why Break the Matrix exists. So if this is resonating for you, again, go to DanielleMcCleary.com/breakthematrix, or you can click the link in our show notes. You can also come into my DMs. You know, if you need a call to decide if Break the Matrix is right for you and you just want to hop on the phone for 10 minutes and ask me all your questions, I'm so available for that. Just reach out to me on social media and we can chat it out. But this week I am heading to Miami because my coach and friend Sabrina is turning 30. She also just got a divorce And we are going to go celebrate her. And we're also going to have a millionaire mastermind, which I'm really excited about. So I get to spend a few days with other millionaires in Miami. And we're just going to do the thing and talk business and grow our mind and everything in Miami, which Miami's fun to visit. So I'm very excited about that. And next week, my Scale to Six retreat is happening in Austin. So I have all my mastermind clients coming to me and we are going to do so many amazing things. And I'm so excited to see them and hug them and all the things. So busy, busy, busy over here, but I hope to see you inside of Break the Matrix. And I hope that the eclipse energy was not too volatile for you and you were able to find a sense of peace and calm. Especially as the actual eclipse was happening. But also you can go to your chart, your birth chart, and you can look at where Aries falls. Like for me, Aries is ruled by Jupiter and it's in the sixth house. So for me, it's a lot of like lucky energy this time of year. And I'm really feeling that. But I also feel like the more fun I have, the more lucky, quote, lucky I get, the more fun I have, the more money I make. And so really using that energy and using that momentum with the eclipse and with Aries season and the new moon. I'm having a lot of fun this month. And so look at where Aries falls in your chart and it can kind of help you determine where you want to be putting your time, where you want to be putting your energy, where you want to be putting, you know, anything you're calling in, anything releasing. It'll just help to know where Aries is in your birth chart. Okay, my friend, I'll be back next week. Love you.